Word 2013 and 2016. Productivity Accessibility tab explained. What is the Productivity Accessibility tab? In Microsoft Office, the wide band of commands at the top of each application's window is called the ribbon. The ribbon includes a series of tabs. Each tab includes a set of commands that help you achieve a specific task or various similar tasks. But Microsoft Word offers no tab dedicated to the task of creating accessible documents. Many of those commands are scattered all over the ribbon. Others aren't on the ribbon at all. To fill this gap, several Texas agencies built the Accessibility tab for Word 2007. With a few modifications, it has become the tab we use today. When using this tab, employees at some of these agencies noticed that their work in Word had become faster and easier. They chose to call it the Productivity tab. It's the same tab, and either name is okay. For simplicity, we call it the Productivity tab for the rest of this learning module. Accessibility is important, too. An accessible document is one that can be used by everyone, including people with disabilities. When you use the correct commands in Word, creating an accessible document is at least as easy as creating one that is not accessible. Where to find the tab? Open a new document in Word and look at the tabs on the ribbon. If you see the word Productivity, the tab is installed and ready to use. By default, the Productivity tab appears between the Home tab and the Insert tab on the left end of the ribbon. However, some agencies might choose a different location. Other agencies might choose to install the tab in a deactivated state, so you may need to activate it before you can use it. Activating the Productivity tab. To see if the tab is installed but not active, open the Customize the Ribbon dialog in Word. Here is how to find out whether the Productivity tab is installed and, if it is, to activate it. 1. Right-click your mouse anywhere in the ribbon at the top of the Word window. A context menu will open. 2. In the context menu, click Customize the Ribbon. The Customize Ribbon dialog will open. 3. In the Main Tabs list, look for a checkbox labeled Productivity, Custom. If you see it, the ribbon is installed, and you only need to activate it. If you do not see Productivity listed, then you must import a customization file to get the tab. 4. To activate the installed tab, click the Productivity, Custom checkbox. If the box is already checked, the ribbon is already active. Before you go farther, make sure this checkbox is checked. 5. Click OK and you're done. After it is activated, you will see the Productivity tab between the Home and the Insert tabs in the ribbon. Installing the Productivity tab. If the Productivity tab is not installed on your machine, you can install it yourself. Check the resources included with this training module for instructions on installing the tab. Putting Productivity first. Especially after you become comfortable using the Productivity tab, you might want Word to show it to you by default. In other words, whenever you finish working on formatting a table or some other task that takes you to a special tab, you might want Word to return to the Productivity tab, not the Home tab. To make this happen, put Productivity first in the ribbon. 1. Right-click on the ribbon. 2. Click Customize the Ribbon. 3. In the Main Tabs list, select Productivity, Custom. 4. At the right side of the list, click the up arrow until Productivity is first in the list. 5. Click OK. Now you won't ever have to look for the Productivity tab. Word will show it to you by default. Groups found in the Productivity tab. The tab is divided into several groups, labeled across the bottom of the ribbon. For now, let's look at each group briefly. File Tools. The File Tools group includes the commands to create a new document, open an existing document, save or print a document, or update the document properties. It also gives you quick access to the Accessibility Checker command. View the Accessibility Checker learning module for an introduction to that command. Zoom. The Zoom commands let you change your magnification level when viewing a document, so you can make the text larger or smaller depending on your needs.